Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash On Life here on KJN, when we let you know what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. And Andrea Ferrier with us each week to let us know what's going on at the shelter. Andrea, welcome in.
Thank you so much. As always, it's a pleasure to be here.
And we have some new faces maybe to talk about a little bit here this week, and folks still have some opportunities on both sides to make some adoptions here.
That's right. It's we've seen adoptions slow down dramatically in the last couple of weeks, so we've got a few of these animals that have been here a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and we understand that it's just a time of year when people maybe are busy and getting started back to school and football season or what have you, but I also want to remind people winter's coming. So, you know, this is a good time to adopt a pet, get them integrated into your home. We do everything we can. Everything is a good excuse for getting a new pet,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the pets that we have available right now, I know we've talked about Sanji. She's the female cat that we've had at the shelter for several weeks now. She's a dark-colored calico with lighter-colored spots. She's just sweet, you know, just a sweet cat. So many cats are like that. They don't demand a lot of attention. They don't really want a lot from you. They just want to be your friend. And I think Sanji really fits into that personality. She's not going to need a lot of care and attention, but she'll give you as much love as you want to have. So we'd really love to have somebody come and give Sanji a home. She's a real sweetheart, and she's only about a year and a half or 2 years old, so she's still got a long life ahead of her. We also have a new cat that's come in this week, another female. She's kind of a silver or blue color. She kind of looks a little bit like a Russian blue, if anybody's familiar with that breed. Okay. Again, similar personality. She's not real terribly outgoing or playful, but she's also not, you know, shy or aggressive or anything like that. She's an all-around cat. And these are great additions to people's homes and people's families. So maybe you're looking for something a little younger. We do have four kittens that are at that playful, cute, inquisitive stage. We have three that are white and gray mix. One's long hair, two are short hair. And then we also have a black kitten that just came in that would like to be part of your family as well. So we've got some really, really nice options, really nice cats at the shelter waiting for homes.
Some good cats, and possibly if you're looking out winter as well, maybe you want to cut down on that heating bill a little bit. Here's a little lap warmer for you to get that taken care of.
I personally, we have cats at our house, and there's nothing warmer than a cat on your feet at night or on your lap when you're watching TV, so that is a really good point.
So some good options there, and if you're looking for a cat, get down there to shelter and check them out. Also, if you're looking on the dog side, we got some options there, too.
Yeah, these are two dogs that we talked about last week, but don't let that scare you off. Just because they're there for a couple weeks doesn't mean that there's anything that wouldn't make them a good fit into your home. In fact, maybe they're waiting for you.
There you go.
Yeah. So we have Tucker. He's a male. He's a Rottweiler mix puppy. He's 4 months old, approximately. I know a lot of people can get scared by big breed dogs, but I know statistically and also from personal experience, a lot of times they just don't know they're big breed dogs. Yeah. I mean, they think they're just as small as everybody else. And so they've got sweet personalities. And I know, you know, Rottweilers are known specifically for being good family dogs, very, very loyal. So Tucker, I think, would make a really good addition. And he's young enough to be playful, but easily trained. And he's got a lot of life and a lot of love ahead of him. So
I think anybody can relate to that if you've had a big dog before. I know my folks have a chocolate lab that's probably, you know, pushing 100 pounds, and he wants to fit underneath the dining table. Mm-hmm. He believes that he's still that small, but they just don't realize it.
Yeah, they're big in body only and love. They're big in body and love, but they really think they're small. It's true. We also have another dog that's, you know, a decent size, mid-sized dog, a male. He's black and white. We think he's maybe a spaniel lab mix. He's just a big goofball. He's fun. He's playful. He's sweet. He's attentive, but he's not pushy. He's not rude. He's not real noisy. He's just a good guy. You know, these are good dogs, and it's no fault of their own that they ended up here. Mm-hmm. So we'd really love to find homes for all of these animals. And also the other side of that is to know that people are going to have all this joy and love and companionship in their home. So it's really a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. And as you mentioned before, you never know what the situation may be. Maybe it's just a slow week, not many people coming into the shelter at all to take a look to adopt a pet. So them being there, you know, longer than a week that we talk about them doesn't necessarily mean anything about them or their personality. So
don't be intimidated. Yeah. Come on down.
And if they are going to head down, where do they need to go?
Well, we are located on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest edge of town, right there with the wastewater treatment plant.
All right. And they can stop by during the weekdays and then also Saturday mornings.
Yep. Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8 to noon. And if you want to give us a call, maybe leave us a message. You can reach us at 243-2287.
All right, and we, of course, do post this program online for you after the fact, so you can listen to it as well to keep up to speed each week with what's going on at the shelter. And you can also check out the shelter's own online resources also.
Yeah, you can go to petfinder.com, type in Atlantic zip code, or on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, which so many people are, we can be located at Atlantic Animal Shelter. And there's quite an online community there and a lot of conversations. So you might just make some new animal and people friends
there
by
doing
that.
Yeah, there you go. Might work out all around. So we hope you check out the shelter here this week. And Andrea, we thank you for letting us know what's going on.
Absolutely. Stop on down to the shelter and tell the folks there you heard about the animals on KJAN.
That'll do it for Leash on Life.